Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'm going to have to ask our listeners of something today, maybe for a while. If you see anything, if you hear anything on your TV, or like the cops call your house or something like that, or tell you the national emergency, we might need to know that because we have no TV.
It took away our landlords, yeah, took away
our dick landlords.
Our cable.
Yeah.
We got no more cable here.
And we are a broadcast outlet, and they took away our cable, our landlords. Maybe they're going to give us another toilet or something like that. That might help.
I wouldn't count.
Damn it. Maybe trade a couple cable boxes for a new toilet. Turlet, like Craig says.
That's a bad trade.
Yeah. I mean, we need the cable box.
Cable boxes. Maybe amounted to $100.
Oh, my God. That's crazy talk, yeah. Todd.
So, a new toilet.
Yeah.
And
thank you, our landlords.
The plumbing,
you suck.
The installation. That's going to be several $100 right there.
That's true, man.
Plus, I'd want a bidet.
Right. Oh, yeah. I definitely need that. Maybe
that's,
today, actually.
That's another $60 on top of that. Yeah. What I'm curious about,
so if something big happens, by the way, don't count your radio station. Tell you what's going on.
Just to see, you'll be on this wrap, how it affects your mood, because a lot of times you will look over to the TV and you'll say, oh, that's a nice
my
sunset.
My mood's in a crap.
And, oh, no, it's something else that's orange, and then you just get mad.
Yeah, I'm the only one that gets mad.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I get mad no matter what. I don't need the TV to be on and be mad no matter what, believe me. Craig Evans will be here. Petey Mack will be here. And Sarah Colonna later this week, Gilbert Gottfried tomorrow now, right? Gilbert Gottfried's going to be on the program,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, pimping his podcast.
I saw Sarah on Shameless last night. She did a great job. She's got a recurring role, at least the rest of this season on Shameless.
Four That's more great. Episodes, I think she said?
Yep, she did.
Five
she
in
said
total?
That, yeah.
So okay, so it's not just a one-off.
She'll be here on Thursday, exactly. No, she's not. She said it turned into two or three different, maybe five episodes. Whatever's left on that show, actually.
Good
only two
her.
Episodes left of True Detective, too. See that? Yeah. It's coming together a little bit.
That's
now.
What they said.
Yeah, they kind of spun around too many times, I thought, a little bit towards the middle there. But they got to get to some sort of conclusion soon, you know.
Yeah, it's 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's not going
to
be...
I think they kind of dealt with too much crap in the middle there that they didn't need to.
Right, another season of that.
No.
They wrap it up.
They'll wrap it up.
Whatever, 8 episodes?
Yeah, which is the great part about that show. Yeah. It's a wrapped up crime, you know, and they solve it. Everybody's great on that show. They really are. If you haven't watched True Detective, this is the new season. It's really good. We mentioned Craig will be here. He doesn't watch anything. He walks past the TV a lot. So that's pretty much when I watched it last night, because we have. I'll tell you what. It's not the orange sunset that bothers me. It's the 4 inches of snow every 4 days we get in this town. And we're just I gotta get out of the house.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it, man.
I
was out of the house.
Yeah. I should have left
the
house.
Of the house,
but
man.
I kept reading the street. Yeah, if you go on the streets, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
4-car rollover, I guarantee.
Well, if there's five people in there, yeah. It's 5 o'clock. You don't want to go on the streets anyway.
Your truck is just gonna slide down that hill.
Yeah, I made it to the gym.
You'll end up in the creek and you'll be dead. So don't go outside.
Oh, I didn't go out last night either. Yeah.
Oh, I went outside, but it was just to run the snowblower.
All right, there you go.
Oh, see, I went outside just to give the guy a check who ran the snowblower.
I got a guy that does that, too.
Yeah. Well, I got there are two guys. One guy runs the snowblower. The other guy runs the shovel.
I don't support that service industry.
If you live somewhere warm, congratulations. You listen to us anywhere, podcast, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, TNTRadioEmpire.com, and Alexa plays the show, so you can do that for
us. If it makes you feel any better, there was snow on a couple of the mountains in Hawaii.
I saw that. Yeah. No, that, and I saw our agent Facebooked Seattle, and he's not happy.
Oh, no.
He's not happy, because it never shows in Seattle, not like that at least.
No, they
and, global warming's messing with that area.
Right? 4 or 5 inches of snow for the past, a couple of incidences of 4 or 5 inches of snow, and if you've never been to the Pacific Northwest, they lose their minds when it snows.
Well, I don't blame people that lose their minds. If you don't grow up in this stuff, I mean, I always feel bad by people hammering people that don't grow up in snow. If you don't grow up in it, of course you don't know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, there's a...
And they also don't put money into plows and stuff. Anybody, Atlanta shuts down with a half an inch of snow. Yeah, it does, because they don't have plows and people to do anything, because it doesn't... I feel for you people. I don't think... I hate when people go, you pussies. What do you mean?
Well, yeah, the Denver airport probably has more plows than the city of Atlanta or the city of Seattle combined.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, they're prepared for it because they get it once in a while. And places like Seattle don't get it that often.
They don't.
So, no, they're really, really not prepared.
Yeah, they're losing their ass. I don't blame them. I would, too. Because it's a lot of places you move to because you don't want to deal with that. You don't want to careen into the tree driving your vehicle. So if you're in an area where there's snow on the ground, which is most of the country right now, a lot of the country, I know it's that storm we went through here is heading back east. Be careful. And you mentioned Seattle
so much
and everybody else.
They actually did weather last night on the Weather Channel.
I was actually watching the nightly news, but they did weather on that too, you mean? They always weather on the Weather Channel.
After 7 o'clock on the Weather Channel, they just go to, do you think you'd survive? Or why do
you know
planes
why they do that?
Crash?
They need people to watch Weather Channel. Yeah.
Yeah, because they need...
They need ratings.
Yeah, instead of the same old stuff, they put programming on.
Uh-huh.
And last night...
How to Survive Sleep was last night. You missed it?
No.
The eight-part series?
They were actually, I don't know what I missed, but they were actually covering weather.
Okay.
Because, the storm is going across the country. Mm-hmm. And soon it'll hit the place that matters most, the East Coast.
Oh, they've been covering it, though, for days.
It's working way toward the East Coast. We got to cover that.
Yeah, it's going to kill the East Coast exactly here shortly. All right, Craig will be here. What's he up to? Anybody know? Anybody talk to Craig today?
I haven't seen him.
All right. Is he leaking in there?
No,
hopefully not.
Didn't seem quite as bad this morning.
Right. he did? Okay, you're in there. All right.
Yeah, I normally don't notice, but yesterday I did notice.
The tomb that is our office. All right. They're going to take that from us? What's our rent on the office?
No, we get the office. I remember seeing the map of what's ours. And
they hate
what's not.
They hate that we have that. They hate that we have that office, you know.
Oh, you saw some, they actually have plans?
Well, they sent it out, here a few months back, and that was an area designated that we could use.
We were bought by a radio company, thank God, and the TV company sold us, but we're still in the same building. And the people are fine. I got no problem with the people. They're just worker bees like the rest of us, but they took away our TV, the management, which is freaking lame and stupid, but you know what? Don't get me started. Too late, huh? All right. Sports. What's happening in sports? Anything?
Let's see. There's a wide receiver at Notre Dame in trouble. There's a running back
in Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Yeah, he's got a little taping, a little rapey there. Videotaping some rapey stuff.
Got in trouble.
They should cut that kid. Or that kind of guy should,
Plays for the...
Oh, he's just a kid.
Yeah.
He's just a kid sending sex videos, calling people whores. He's just a kid.
He plays for the Alliance of American Football. Got busted in a prostitution sting in Birmingham.
I saw that.
This guy was not a football player. He was a discus thrower at, I forget, whatever college. But I think somebody gave him a run in the NFL. Didn't work out. So he's now on the Birmingham the Alliance of American Football team. And apparently he and 12 other Johns got snagged.
And the Browns signed kicker Kareem Hunt. You know?
Yes, that was a good meme.
I love that meme because watch the video. He kicks a defenseless woman. He's a bad guy, but it doesn't matter when it comes to football. No, apparently it doesn't matter to the Browns either. All right. So I tweeted that out for our buddy Chad Zumach. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. Yeah, so Kareem Hunt, the Chiefs did the right thing by cutting that dumbass, but the Browns signed him. Now, he hasn't been, does he have like an official suspension still?
He's still under indefinite suspension.
All right. Keep showing that video, man.
Yeah, they haven't laid down. Yeah. Yeah, how many
well, what'd
games
she do?
He's going to be suspended.
She did.
Well, I think generally probably what'll happen is they'll say, our investigation is done. Now he's not suspended because he spent most of last year
sitting on his ass.
Suspended.
Right.
So time served, basically.
I hope I don't get sat down for this, but I do recall one time in college, I don't know what the scuffle was. There was a lot of drinking involved. A woman shoved me. And
you spit beer on her.
I shoved her back.
Okay,
spitting beer is a whole different incident.
Yeah, shoving her is one thing. Plus, you're not a finely tuned athlete. She probably even hurt her.
No, I'm sure I didn't.
Kareem Hunt kicked this chick.
Yeah, I did not.
He kicked her.
I didn't follow up with the kick.
No, he followed a huge kick.
You were just a wiry helicopter pilot back in those days.
Yeah, she goes. She probably didn't even move. Oh, what are you doing? Yeah.
Anybody else feel that breeze in here? I felt a slight breeze.
Craig Evans, PD Mac, you and us, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.